Welcome to the EFL Pod Blog with Chris and Sue. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
Morning, everyone. I hope you're doing well. We're here to talk about business process improvement this morning. What I'm going to do is pare down this presentation slightly. Normally, we'd have some interactive part. We play a few games. That's not going to happen because I couldn't find the materials I needed. I didn't bring them with me from Abu Dhabi, and I could not find them in Toulouse. So we're going to skip a few parts. Normally, this is a presentation we give to graduate managers to try to introduce them to this aspect of the business. If you have any questions, feel free to ask them at any point during the presentation. No need to keep it till the end. So we're going to talk about what is a business process improvement. In the strictest terms, a systematic approach to help an organization optimize its underlying processes to achieve more efficient results. Do you all get that? But I don't. That just sounds really boring and it's very dry. So normally we play a game here to just demonstrate what it is. And the game consists of we have a marble and you have a piece of pipe. And we lay a rope across the floor in a very strange pattern. And you have to follow that pattern with the marble in the pipe. Generally what happens is the teams, they can't get it. So what we do is, if the marble drops to the floor, you've got to start again. Now we're not going to get a chance to do the game, we've only got 5 minutes. And like I said, I don't have materials. So we'll skip through, and then we talk about what is a process. A process is no more than a series of steps and decisions involved in a way that work is accomplished. Everything that we do in our lives is a process. People tend to think of processes from a business point of view, but everything that we do day to day is a process. You get out of bed in the morning, and if you're like me, you struggle with it. That in itself is a very hard process. Driving your car, cooking a meal, all of these things are processes, and the same thing applies to business. Obviously, we're looking at it from a very airline-centric point of view. Ticket reservation, these are all processes, baggage checking, all of this. So what we do in business process improvement is a means of making things better. Not just fighting fires and managing crises. Kindy here will completely agree with this with me. It's setting aside the practice of blaming people. So often in business, we get into a blame culture and we are fighting fires and we're looking away to get the pressure off ourselves. We blame something or somebody else without actually tackling the problem. What we try to do is bring a methodology where we can help people think about things from a different point of view, from an outside point of view, and make things work better. Learn what causes the problem. Reduce that variation that is causing that issue. Remove activities that contribute no value. So often we do things because that's the way we've always done it. You move into an organization and you go, well, why haven't you thought about doing this? No, we've always done it that way. Never, no. We've always done it. We won't change it. All of this will improve your customer satisfaction. The more efficiently you work, the more efficiently you please your customer. And the more attention you give to your customer. The ideal outcome is that jobs can be done cheaper, quicker, and easier. So here we have quite a simple example. It's a lot of text, I do apologize for that. So we're talking about an assembly line of a gaming machine. They're looking for ways to build this product quicker, easier. So just a very simple process flow of how they're building it. They start, they take a kit from the rack. They check that all the parts are there versus the diagram. Are they all there? No. Take it back to the assembly line, wait for a replacement, start again. Are all the parts there? Yes. Assemble the base, fit the reel to the base, fit the band to the reel, end. This process took 6.7 minutes. After taking a bit of analysis from it, you find that there's things that they don't have to do. And you can see a new process from removing waste. There was no need to check if all the parts were there. What was happening and what they discovered was that the parts were already being checked beforehand before they were put on the rack. The same thing, they found that it was easier to swap two of the processes around regarding the fitting the reel to the base and fitting the band to the reel. It was easier to do this part first and then this part. It was less fiddly, it took up less time. By simply just looking and having a fresh set of eyes on what you do, you can save time, therefore you save money. Therefore the business loves you. So as you can see, after the improvement, the average assembly time went down to 2.9 minutes. And this is purely just from having a look at a fresh set of eyes on things. Now at this point, we'll try the game again, and hopefully the same rules apply and the team would do better. So obviously we're not going to play the game, we've got to run through this. Can you think of a way to be faster? What we have within Etihad is what we call the Operational Excellence Program. And we try to use these methodologies of Lean and Six Sigma to find ways to improve the business from any and all aspects. And this is what we try to impart on the graduate managers that are coming into the business, in whatever area they decide that they want to work in, is to help us help the business. So obviously our objective is to ensure sustainable cost efficiencies and further improvements for the business. That's good for the bottom line of the business, it's good for everybody. We provide tools, training and support to anybody that wants to help this cause. And obviously the benefit is to drive and sustain direct influence on departmental budget and the bottom line of the business. If we're finding a way to do things better, we're saving money, money equals a bonus. Always good. Improvement projects to drive sustainable cost efficiencies. We like to get people within their own departments to identify things that they can come up with. Most of the time, somebody like me, I'm not a subject matter expert. I'm what they call a jack of all trades and a master of none. I have a little bit of knowledge about a lot of things. I'm an expert in nothing. We try to work with subject matter experts to give them a fresh perspective, give them the tools that they need to try to drive this change. And we support that, and we also give them a voice. Too often in business, somebody has an idea and they're too frightened to put it forward. They're scared of the repercussions that will happen. Well, I'm just a very small person in a very big organization. Nobody's going to listen to me, and if I say too much, I'm going to get in trouble. Etihad, we're 25,000 employees. Everybody can feel very isolated. What we try to do is give you a voice that somebody will listen to, somebody will take seriously, and if there's merit in it, we will go ahead with it and make sure that you get the recognition for this. And we will support you through that. We'll give you the methodologies, we'll give you the training, we'll give you the support, and in the hope that you will filter that down throughout the organization. In order to do this, we look for people as improvement champions. And through doing this, as I said earlier, we will help them with the training, we'll help them with the support, and it will help enhance their career opportunities. These things will not go unnoticed. They will be recognized, and we want to help you do it. Anybody have any questions?
What kind of attitude do you usually get from the people who are going to there and saying, well, let's start employing?
Well, we've had several methodologies in doing this. Initially, what would happen is I had a team of people, there was about six of us, that all come from an improvement background. And we would talk to the senior vice presidents and the top level management about any potential issues they would have. They would identify areas where they thought there was improvement, and we would go in and try to work with the teams. This has advantages and disadvantages. It's an advantage because now people are being told by their boss, you've got to work with these guys, they can do it. What happens is you get a lot of negativity comes from them. They're like, who are you? You're going to tell me how to do my job. What the hell do you know about this? And it's very much about the personalities of who you are and whether you can work with them and show some humility. I'm not here to tell you how to do your job. I'm here to try and help you come up with ideas to make things better. What we've done subsequently is try to have this improvement champion project where people can volunteer. You know what? I'd like to spend a bit of time, get some extra training, and add some more value to what I'm doing. And this is the help of empowering those people to feel that they don't have a voice. But actually, I know my job really well, and I know ways I could make it a lot better and a lot easier, but I'm too frightened to say anything. This gives them the voice and the opportunity and the tools and the backing to do it. So this is a new strategy we're taking with this, in the hope that also, at the same time, it empowers people, and it takes the pressure off of a very small team and a very large company to drive everything themselves against a lot of the resistance.
Can I ask two questions?
Go for it.
The first question is, are you affiliated to HR or technical branches?
Okay, we're under... We're corporate strategy, and we sit under the CEO.
And strategy, yeah. Okay. Right. So, second question, how do you have some sort of anonymous like suggestion box, whether it be web-based or whatever, that people can...
We are implementing an anonymous suggestion scheme where you have the option to be anonymous or to actually identify yourself, where we can then review these suggestions and we can implement them. That's one way of doing it. It's not our preferred way of doing it, because what we want to do is identify people with ideas and get them to implement the ideas. So it's very easy for everyone to go, oh, you could do that better. That's easy. Why can't you do that better? Come on, you can do that. It's like, okay, for want of a better term, put your money where your mouth is. Mm-hmm. If you think we can do it better, we will give you the tools, we will give you the support and everything you need to make it better.
Are you working with HR?
We do work with HR.
Is there a kind of change management or something like that?
Yeah.
Because having an idea is good, but if you have not the support of your manager and the environment around...
Exactly. And we do that. We work at a high level with all the senior management to make sure that we have their buy-in beforehand. And obviously they identify which staff they think are going to be better to be working on this. What we've tried to do to the first stage of implementing this new way of doing it was to contact senior management and say, do you have nominees for this program to be improvement champions? And normally they have a few people that they want to, but at the same time we still leave the floor open to anybody that wants to try.
Have you thought of running any competitions or innovation competitions, anything like this?
We haven't got that far ahead yet. Okay. to look at doing it that way. What we are doing with it is that those that do want to become improvement champions and are adding value, there are rewards for it. So what we would look at is how much is the cost saving that you have prepared. It could be that there's an incentive bonus attached to however much they're saving. There could be some flights. There could be some sort of reward scheme around that. And at the moment, we're looking at it in terms of percentage of savings.
Sorry, I want to find out. Do you take them out of the department to
Or they still work where they are?
No, they still work where they are. They don't come out of their demand. What we call them subject matter experts. So if somebody is from cargo, that's what they know. That's what they're the expert in. That there's no value moving somebody from cargo to ticketing. Because that's a whole new training process. They've got to get up to speed. What we're trying to do is use the expertise that we have and leverage that in a new way. What happens is, especially in the airline industry, you start a new carrier and you bring people in from old carriers and you still have those attitudes and those ways of doing things that are not necessarily up to date. They're not necessarily efficient. Airlines come from a government background. These were normally state-owned carriers. Money was not an object. You know, it was like, well, the government pays for everything, we just keep going. That we don't live in that world anymore, and we have to try and change the mindset of people so that we don't.
Why ask that? I know some organizations now, what they do, they get them together. It's like in training school. And after a particular period of time, after they are posted to to actually go and improve the process. And like you said, the reward is the promotion is faster compared to if you had remained in the particular position that you are in. For example, if you're in cargo, where if you're in the improvement champion group, you are going to be promoted faster than if you remain there.
That could be something that happens. That's not something that we would have an influence on. We would not have an influence on somebody's career development within their own structure. We're not an HR organization. What we would do is give feedback on their performance within this to their manager.
Okay.
Their manager will be aware of what's going on, but it's down to their individual performance in their day-to-day job as well as to whether they're going to get a promotion out of that. We wouldn't have any influence on that.
Okay.
Anything else? Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.